Like, you know, I'm a teacher. I can't have...
Here we go.
It's recording. Whoa.
Where we go. I know. Well, oh, here we are. Ashitaka's Angels live reaction podcast for Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. I'm joined by Leah and
Hello.
Jenny and friends of the blog. Oh, and Maxine, I'm sorry. And friend of the blog, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, guys. Well, I don't think this one is going to be as long as the last one, just because this one was more like a fun romp, would say. But general reactions. Who wants to start? Anybody?
Oh, she became a person.
Leah, concentrate.
Okay. I don't want to start.
You don't want to start?
Nope.
Who wants to start? Anybody? Rachel or Maxine? Call it on one of you.
I can start. Can you hear me?
Noise.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go for it.
I liked this episode better than the last one.
Okay.
Oh.
For sure. Like, a lot. Mm. And I think it kind of answered a lot of my worries from the last episode as well.
Hmm. In what way?
Like, I was a little unsure about the whole... Well, I thought this one would be a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little unsure about, like, the whole one-off stories kind of storytelling that they were doing.
Hmm.
But I got to see a lot more of the Doctor's personality instead of just, like, him being goofy in this one, I felt like. And I thought it also kind of hinted at a lot of stuff that might come up later on.
Right.
And so I was much more happy about that.
Alright. You could definitely see that with, like, the... towards the end, kind of the heart-to-heart between...
Yeah, or even, like, the moment with Amy, or just, mm-hmm. like, even the little mentions about him, that nobody knows who he is, like, not being able to identify him and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you liked it better than the first one?
I did. Also, there were dinosaurs.
Yes, dinosaurs, always a plus. Max?
I'm not sure if I liked it better than the last one, but I did enjoy the foreshadowing. It was heavy in this one. Very true. And I liked Rory and the robots. That was pretty amusing to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was good.
And I was surprised at how, like, sad I got when they killed the dinosaur, the Triceratops.
Oh, the Triceratops!
I'll be honest. I don't know why.
It reminded me of Land Before Time.
I like when they rode the Triceratops.
Yes,
that was a good moment.
I like that too.
Sorry, that's my comment for the night.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. It's a good comment.
That was a
thank you.
Excellent.
A plus,
Leah.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Oh my god, I can't with the delay.
Just talk through it.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good episode. I don't know if I liked it more than the first one. I think maybe I did a little bit just for the pure entertainment value. I do think it was sort of interesting in the fact that they decided to cram everything they possibly could into one episode. There were so many guest stars and plots and visual things happening, but somehow it worked. I think it worked. I was a little afraid at the beginning because I was like, there's too much stuff in this episode. You got Lestrade, and you got Mr. Weasley, and you got Nefertiti, you got everybody, and it was just a lot, but it ended up working. I don't know, I mean, I thought it was, like, for a standalone episode, it was really good, and I think kudos for the special effects.
Kudos.
So the special effects and the visuals, I don't know what I'm saying, words aren't coming very good.
Yeah.
But it looked really cool. Special effects were good. The dinosaurs were cool. Yeah.
No, I think that's a really good point about there's just so many things in this episode. It reminded me, I don't know if this is even true, but it reminded me of like a homage to Ray Bradbury. I feel like this is something he would have, like, loved. Mm. Dinosaurs in space with,
historic
you
figures.
Know, Queen Nefertiti and, like, an explorer guy and robots and just crazy stuff. Like, it just felt like one of those classic science fiction stories from, like, the 30s or 40s.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like, though, this is something they've done before where they've added in a lot of, like, side characters that didn't really get screen time. Like, I don't, which episode was it? Back with the blue bald guy?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Like, head chopped off?
Yeah. Like, in that episode or in that group of episodes, like, there was all these people that kept showing up to, like, help the doctor that you've never seen before.
Yeah, that's true. And for some reason, though, I felt like they really worked this episode.
Yeah.
And maybe it didn't work quite as well in, like, the good A Good Man Goes to War. I think that was the name of that episode. Yeah. No, I agree. They have done it before. Yeah.
Well, I thought they did a really nice job with, like, Nefertiti's character and the explorer guy's character. I wish I knew who he was.
I didn't catch his name.
But Lestrade. Let's just call him Lestrade.
Liddell or something, but
Safari Lestrade or something.
Yeah. I don't know if he's supposed to be
I just like Amy's
person.
Comment about how, I guess, you know, killing innocent animals isn't really going to make you that famous.
Right. Famous. I don't think he really was a famous person.
Yeah. No. So. But I mean, sure, I think the point of what we see, like, random people helping the doctors, he's so, like, he reaches so many people that they're, like, willing to just go on crazy adventures with him. And somehow he gravitates to people who just like mystery. Because he got Riddell to come with him based on, like, it's something. That was it. He didn't know what it was. He just went with him.
Right. Right.
He's that charismatic and magnetic.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the doctor.
And I love how when they, you know, these people meet him, it changes their lives. Like, Rory's dad now goes off and has all these adventures.
Yay.
And he becomes a little bit more like the doctor.
Yeah. That reminded me of, you know, Wilf and Donna.
Oh, Wilf.
No.
Oh, you don't know. You haven't seen Wilf yet.
No. I love Wilf.
Okay.
I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah.
But, okay, so another parent companion interaction. Rose's mom.
Well, Rose's mom, yeah. She was alright.
Yeah. Well, she's not as cool. Oh, Mickey.
I really feel
Leah.
Oh,
jeez.
Mickey.
Oh,
Mickey, you're
poor
so fine.
Mickey.
Mickey's a much better example.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like Rory.
Oh, yeah.
Rory. That's true. Although he's a companion.
He's, yeah, because so companion. He's more acclimated.
That doesn't really count.
I like seeing how well acclimated Rory and Amy were to, like, traveling with them, and, like, Amy knew exactly what to do when she was on this alien ship already.
Press
and,
buttons.
Yeah.
And press buttons and talk to the computer, and
yeah,
it's, like, old hat for them. And
it's a good growth.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those things that kind of sticks out in that episode, is that even with, like, the random people showing up, it kind of underlines the fact that he's got other stuff going on, and they've got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And he is kind of weaning himself off of Rory and Amy.
Right, because it's been 10 months.
Right.
Since they left.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And even though they can, like, jump right back in, like, they also have this other stuff going on. Like, she's talking about not being able to keep jobs and, like, having other life issues.
Right, true. But when she said, are you weaning yourself off of us? He, like, was like, no. But do you think he was lying? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes and no.
Okay. Yeah, because I wonder, like, because, you know, they had that whole thing, how she was like, I'll be there until your end, or the opposite, and he, like, looked at her like, well. No.
A very fateful look.
Yeah.
Very fateful.
Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because we know it's coming.
I don't know.
Oh, foreshadowing.
I know.
It's a scary thing.
Yes.
I know. I love how Rory discovered
hair
product.
I have, like,
this
horrific idea that they're just gonna both die.
What?
It's not gonna be pretty.
Oh,
no,
that's
Maxine. Don't
say that, Maxine.
Shut.
Dirty mouth.
I'm sorry. Someone has to go there.
She's just being realistic.
Yeah, no.
You know, that's kind of the worst case scenario.
I like the worst, okay? I love Rory and Amy. And I actually appreciate Eleven Smith. But I have a feeling it's not gonna be pretty.
What?
Well, I could totally see Moffat doing something like that. Like, he fakes us out in the first episode, makes us think that Amy's gonna die, but she doesn't.
And then I could just see him killing her or her and Rory off.
Oh, no.
That would be the worst.
Like, I don't think they will.
No, I don't think he will either. I'm with you.
I feel like the whole fandom would just rise against him.
I think something, because their last episode is with the Weeping Angels, I think there could be something with them going back in time and sort of living out their life. You know, like,
right.
How they displace like the, you in time?
Yeah.
I think that could happen to Amy and Rory.
And they're just left there?
Like, yeah, and they will die, but they'll live together.
Right.
I think something where it's sort of like...
The doctor can't interfere anymore?
It's sad, but it's okay.
It's not fatal.
I don't think it's going to be really straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though.
That's a good theory, though. I mean, it's not good, but like,
no.
That makes sense. Like,
it's better than them being killed.
Or like one
way.
Of them dying.
Oh, that'd be so
oh,
sad.
If one of them dies, I Mira swear, Arison. I'm going to write Stephen Moffat a very angry letter.
Good.
We will join you.
I'm not okay with one person except like living and the other one dying in the couple. It's just, it's not going to work for me.
I agree, Maxine. I agree. I mean, I'm okay. I love the Ponts, but I'm okay with them, you know, not being the companions anymore because I feel like we've had many a good year with them. So I'm okay with them leaving and getting a new companion. Yeah. And I actually really liked her last episode, although I'm still confused as to what the heck is going on with that. I like the actress a lot. Even though she's dating Robb Stark from Game
even
of Thrones,
though
so
she
I
has,
kind of hate her.
She's won the life lottery.
But... I just don't want them to have a bad ending. But I'm okay with them leaving. You'll be sad, though. I'm rambling. Shut up, Leah.
No, you're
fine.
Well,
I mean, they have been the longest companions on the show, I feel like. And,
yeah,
like, longer than Rose, actually. She's formerly the longest one on there. But I feel like, from this episode, we're seeing that they've kind of learned all they can from the Doctor.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, even though she said, like, are you weaning us off? I feel like she's weaning herself off of him
absolutely.
Also.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you know, instead of going to drop off the dinosaurs with him and getting to other hijinks and see what else is out there, they're kind of just like, we can go home now. That's fine. Take us home.
I like
you know?
That. Mm-hmm.
So
I
feel like they're kind of maybe outgrowing their imaginary friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
They're growing.
Oh. It's like drop dead Fred.
Oh, no.
Grow up.
I remember that movie. Good movie.
Sorry.
No one else knows.
I have not
old time
seen
reference.
That movie.
I'm old. So.
We're old.
Just roll with it.
Alright, well, so let's see. There were a lot of guest stars on this episode.
Mark Williams.
Yes, there were.
So many.
I mean, really good
Harry Potter
guest stars. Oh, yes, there was a lot. Ton of...
Neil Young. Nice to see him. Oh, wait, that wasn't Neil Young.
Argus Filch.
Argus Filch was
who
there.
Looks like Neil Young.
Yes. Doesn't sound like or sing like him.
Take a look at my life.
I want to ask this question of all of you. Who would be your dream guest star on Doctor Who?
I know mine.
Okay. Go for it.
Alan Rickman.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Actually, we decided that Alan Rickman should be the next Doctor.
No substitutes.
No substitutes. Rickman for 12.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would fully
support
that.
Watch that show.
Yes.
Good. That was my answer.
It's a good one. Oh no, we lost Maxine.
Maxine!
She'll come back.
She'll come back. Don't worry.
Maxine!
Just calling out her name.
We'll come back.
Won't help, but I appreciate the thought.
Welcome.
Jenny, do you have a dream guest star for Doctor Who?
I took yours.
You kind of did.
Oh.
So screw Maxine. You.
Do you have a second choice? Well, we'll come back to you.
You know, it's hard for me to say anybody but David Bowie, but that's only because I just saw Labyrinth last week, so.
That would be spectacular, actually.
That would be amazing. Doctor. Can do his David Bowie voice.
Yeah. Well, he would sing.
He would sing. Oh, my God. I feel like he'd have the tightest outfit on.
Yeah. He'd have to be like David Bowie as himself.
He would be like Space Emperor or something like that.
Yeah. He should play his character from Labyrinth, obviously.
Oh my God.
Jareth, the Goblin King.
Yeah.
Of course.
Dance, magic, dance. Oh my god. My brain is literally exploding thinking about this.
Of the Botea boy. What if they were both on?
And Rickman?
Yes.
No, don't even speak of it. Never talk about it.
Okay, well,
Zozette.
My second choice, if it weren't Alan Rickman, I think I'd put Kate Winslet. Or like Kate Blanchett.
Rachel Weisz, who is pretty much indistinguishable from Kate Winslet.
She gets them confused very easily.
How do you get them confused?
I have no idea. I just
did. She has plenty of times.
And the Blunt. Rachel Blunt. I also get confused.
Emily Blunt. See, you're getting the names mixed up.
Emily Weisz and Rachel Blunt.
They're all like the same person. Have we ever seen them all in the same room?
No, I don't think so.
They were in a lineup.
Pictures of that.
They're all married to Daniel Craig.
James Bond on Doctor Who.
Oh!
That would be a good one, actually.
That wasn't my answer, but that would be a good one.
Look at me, y'all. We're like, I'm so excited. Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Would he be a villain? Could he be a villain?
He would be shirtless the whole episode.
I have a feeling he'd be like a sexy emperor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He would be James Bond, let's be real.
We're already having
James. Could you imagine him and River Song doing like a mission together?
Oh my god.
Think about
Can't
that.
Even handle it.
I'm thinking about it and I like it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Get control of this podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Rachel, Maxine, what are your answers? Before we name every British actor and leave no one left.
I'm going to name a really obscure British actor because I think it would be funny.
Okay.
Richard Ayoade from the IT crowd. The IT crowd.
I'm watching that, actually.
It would be hilarious.
I could see it. He's kind of very different from our choices.
Yeah.
But you know who he is?
I know who he is, yeah.
With the haircut from that show.
There'd be so much good hair from that TARDIS.
Yeah. Be fun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or the guys from the Mighty Boosh.
I wish I knew what that was.
Name.
It's a funny show. Did you ever see the clip for Old Greg?
No.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Do I need to look it up?
I'll be right back. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
Maxine.
Okay, I guess I think Idris Elba, because he's so serious, it'd be really interesting just position.
Idris Elba.
Just good answer.
He'd bring like a different energy to it. Different, definitely.
Yeah.
He's hot.
He'd be so serious. But I mean, he's done comedy. But I think his serious manner would be hilarious.
Even on The Office, he was kind of serious.
Yeah, he was. He hated Jim.
He did.
He hated Jim. And he was the gatekeeper at Thor.
Yes, he was. You're right.
Heimdall or whatever.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Heimdall?
Heimdall.
Oh my gosh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. What was the name of the bridge?
Bifrost.
The bridge. Yes.
The Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, the Rainbow Bridge. That's how I refer to it. I don't know its actual name. The
Einstein-Rosen Bridge. I just read about it today in a magazine.
What is that?
Huh?
What did you say, Rachel?
Who was talking?
Rachel was saying something. I missed it.
About a Rainbow Bridge?
It's called the Einstein-Rosen Bridge.
What is?
The Rainbow Bridge.
Oh.
No, it's...
I think. I was just reading about it in Mental Floss today.
Oh.
Wait, what?
The bridge in Asgard?
Asgard isn't real?
No, I'm looking.
Okay, wait, this is a tangent. So
sorry. Trying to rein it in.
I keep looking at you. You're just staring at me.
Sorry, the Bifrost.
The Bifrost.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Mjolnir.
Sorry. Go back.
That's the hammer.
That's not a bridge.
Mjolnir.
As Kat Dennings. She was in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tangent
time. Okay.
So what's that?
I'm sorry. Next thing. Okay, let's be honest. How many times did we think of Jurassic Park during this episode?
27 times.
I constantly thought of Jurassic Park. In fact, I spent the entire episode yelling Jurassic Park quotes at the screen. And you can attest to that.
It's very true.
Hold on to your butts.
What
I just wanted somebody to say hold on to your butts so badly, and nobody did. Clever girl.
They did say clever.
Someone said clever, but no one said clever girl, which was very disappointing.
I was also waiting for someone to be like, he left us.
So many opportunities for that.
I have to be honest, I don't think I've ever watched Jurassic Park all the way through.
Oh!
But I did think about it twice during the episode.
You did?
Twice. You thought about it twice.
Okay, okay.
I didn't think about it at all, to be honest.
Maxine, you didn't think about it at all?
They should totally have Jeff Goldblum on there.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What did Jeff Goldblum say during that?
Could you imagine the fast talking?
You gotta go.
Yeah. I mean, between Jeff Goldblum and Matt Smith, the talking fast would just be, like, off the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be amazing.
I think there was some homages to Jurassic Park episode, maybe.
With the raptors? Shots.
The raptors.
The guns.
The guns. I think there was a little bit. I think
the Triceratops?
Yeah. Oh, yes, so sad when he died.
Yeah, let's not go there.
I love that it still in mourning. That was cute.
I shed a few tears.
You did.
I did.
Oh. Gold blooming. What's that? Rachel, did you type that?
Garfunkel?
Yeah.
Is that like Garfunkel? Totally different. Well, probably the same principle. Just different likeness.
Boy.
Sorry. Play the Conqueror's reference.
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's see. What can we talk about?
Moving on. Let's talk about the episode some more.
Sorry. I just wrote random things down when I was... It doesn't make any sense, though.
Oh.
I just wrote down, the doctor has a gang.
Can I bring up that topic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, wait. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh. Well, what did we think of Rory and Rory's dad? Think it was shoehorned in there? Did you think it was kind of cute? Did you think it was... Okay, and then what did you think of Nefertiti and Lestrade kind of flirting? I thought that was kind of
fun.
That
was cute.
It reminded me of Jack Harkness a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The flirting.
Like the whole not now kind of flirting thing.
Right. Right.
Inappropriate flirting time.
Inappropriate flirting.
Right. Nice.
I wonder if Jack will be back.
Well, I liked Rory's dad, and I like how Rory got to be a nurse, because he doesn't really get to be a nurse a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
It was kind of cute at the end.
I think that was a cool little note, too, because it kind of, like, points out this idea that his dad didn't think he was quite a man.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because, like, his dad carries a shovel with him and is fixing his light bulbs in his house. And
his golf balls in his pockets.
Right. Exactly. No, I like that Rory got to show his expertise.
Yeah.
You know, he's no longer just a sidekick or anything. He's just kind of his own entity.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be gone, which will be really sad. I'm sorry.
Guys, come on now.
I thought it was cool, too, though, because he's very much like Amy's sidekick. Like, Amy is the doctor's sidekick and Rory is Amy's sidekick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, and I'm sure that the dad has noticed that she's a very, like, large personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was nice to have Rory have some, like, time to actually be his own person and, like, be a grown-up and not just be, like, the sidekick.
Yeah.
Right. It's good they were separated.
And process kind of, like, show his dad he could do it.
Loud for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. And at the beginning... the dad was complimenting Amy a lot.
Yeah.
He was like, why did my son get so lucky or whatever? Seems like he likes Amy more than Rory.
It has to be hard to be referred to as the pawn. Like, even...
That was a good quote.
Even the dad was called a pawn. He's like, I'm not a pawn.
I'm not
but
a pawn.
What I really appreciated from being Rory and his dad is that, you know, your parents are kind of like a reflection of you. Right. Or you're a reflection of your parents. Kind of a mix. And so I thought it was pretty cool when you saw some of their similarities and then how, you know, Rory has grown in his own way by being with Amy and the doctor. So,
yeah.
I like that.
And his hair looks really
good. That is a good point.
I just like that Rory and Amy were wearing matching blue and
white stuff. Isn't that part right after they get chased after the pterodactyls and he's like, the dad's like, we're trapped. And then Rory's like, they're getting closer. And the doctor's like, you guys are being so obvious right now. Thank you for that. You know, is it Hereditary or something?
Oh, yeah,
so.
That was funny.
Was a cute part.
No, but seriously, you guys, Amy and Rory were both wearing
striped sweaters.
White striped shirts.
And that led to...
does it mean one of them is a clone? It means something.
It means the best time to wear a striped sweater.
Is all the time.
No, but I kind of actually thought the whole, like, you need to have two people with the same gene pool piloting the ship was kind of shoehorned in there.
Oh, by the way.
I mean, oh, well, conveniently, we have a father and son on board.
Like, the doctor was like, what are we going to do?
I love how the doctor misses, like, the most obvious stuff.
I know, right? Like,
that was a little stupid.
I don't know.
That was a little dumb.
He did, like, the most complex, you know, rocket science-y things, but then, oh, yeah, we do have a father and son here.
Yeah, he's like, damn it, what are we going to do? And they're just like, hello, father, son.
What did you think of the doctor letting Argus Filch / Walder Frey just get blown up?
I approve.
I liked it.
I think it's a nice reminder that he's not like some lighthearted, funny guy. Like, he also has kind of a dark justice side of him. Mm. Like, he was clearly very angry about the whole, like, massacre, genocide thing. Yeah. And I haven't seen him take out that kind of justice since, like, The Runaway Bride that I can remember.
Oh, because I was wondering if it was more of an 11 thing. I feel like 11 has done that more than 10, but I don't remember.
It's possible, but I think they're just, like, it is a reminder that he does punish people and, like, let people die, but not because, like, doesn't like them. Like, he's not benevolent.
Oh, just it reminded us that the doctor does have a dark side, because I think it made me think of, I don't know why I might think of The Waters of Mars, where no one was, like, telling him not to do something. It was just totally his decision to kind of deliver his own justice. And I also thought it was an interesting connection, because he was mad at Argus Filch for kind of killing the Silurians, right? And causing some sort of genocide. But other people have accused the doctor of doing the same thing.
Right.
Oh. That's true.
Well, I think the thing that you hate the most about yourself is you're the quickest to kind of punish others for.
Deep. That was deep, Maxie.
That was nice.
Well, I wanted to say something else, even besides that. I thought this was a great episode, and I think Rachel kind of said this for the doctor. He was just really funny, and Matt Smith was really good, and he was just very, I don't know, just great
doctor-y. It showed a lot of aspects of his character.
Yeah.
And last week's was almost overtaken or overshadowed by, what's-her-face?
Oswin.
Who was great, but it was like, it felt more like her focus introducing her showcase than it was the doctor.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, he was great in this.
It's a lot of him.
Yeah. I think last week... I backed up for a second and I wanted to add something about him killing that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, I guess personally, I felt... like, I accept it because obviously it happened, but... it's just sometimes it's weird to see him get that, like, detached and non-emotional about, you know, taking someone's life. Because, I mean, I know when we first meet him, he's like a child of war. He's like the general who, you know, ended a huge war and kind of locked his people away. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard when you've seen him progress so much, but then occasionally he kind of backsteps and, you know, goes back to that rage or into that, you know, war mindset. So... I think that we're never going to ever forget that. Like, even if he is, because, you know, he got erased recently, you know, from the history books and everything because of the fact that he was becoming so prominent because he was getting so associated with war and with death and with, you know, destruction and being such a great cause of calamity. So it's really interesting to see that it's never going to be erased from his personality, I guess what I would say, or from his personhood.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, and I like that aspect of his character, that he's sort of this goofy, fun-loving, adventure-seeking alien, but at the same time, he's dangerous. You know, you don't mess with the doctor.
Right.
And these types of episodes remind you of that he's not just, you know,
fun dinosaurs in space guy. Right. Also, you can't let Argus Filch live.
No. Just or Walder Frey.
Or Walder Frey. Walder Frey. There was satisfaction in seeing Walder Frey blow up.
Yes.
Or Walder Frey.
That guy was an asshole, so. Yeah, he was. A jerk face. I mean, actually, the doctor gave him, a chance to just, go.
Yeah.
He was like, go. Leave.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Yeah. It's true.
That's exactly how it is.
That was the
yes.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what you were the saying.
Doctor never takes away choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But. Jenny was saying, and I think what you were saying, Maxine, is that you have to see all these different sides of him, and it's kind of interesting because to all these different races, the doctor is a representative of something different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to some, he was a healer. It means healer, and then to the Daleks, it was predator,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I think they used to refer to him as the oncoming storm or something like that. So it's... I thought it was nice.
I mean, with 9, they referred to him, when you first, because Rose is, she starts looking for him on the internet, and they call him, the harbinger of death. So you kind of know you don't mess with him. Anytime he's around, there's trouble.
Right. That's true. Well, and it's interesting, in this episode, he heals Argus Filch before.
And then
he heals him. That's true.
I thought that was very, really weird. Very different.
Yeah.
I don't know, just. Weird, because he heals him, and then he proceeds to kill him. It's just interesting.
There's a lot of things that happen. It grows to that point. He gives him a chance, but...
Those robots were kind of funny.
I kept on thinking their voices did not match their bodies.
No. That's why they were funny.
I kept on thinking they should have looked or sounded like Cylons. Just had,
But that was, another little thing they threw in there that was, there's so much in there, and then they threw in these robots.
It was very random, but entertaining.
I agree.
All right. So we saw the preview for the next episode, which is a town called Mercy.
God, Finnick is dying.
What?
Got stabbed.
Focus, Leah.
What?
Oh. Got stabbed?
Poor Annie. We're watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
The fourth one.
Well, we're not really watching it, but the actor who plays Finnick. Well, he's going to play Finnick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're ruining the movie for us. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, well, he's okay.
Spoilers!
He's still alive.
I don't know, he got stabbed, but he's all right.
Nobody
ever stays dead in these movies. So.
No, seriously.
They
turn into zombies.
It's
seriously.
Disney.
And they're not Kraken. Zombies anymore. They escape the Kraken.
Al Capone is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Penelope Cruz is in it. Okay, go ahead.
She probably dies.
Probably. Maybe.
I hope so.
Alright,
so
the Wild West.
Yes, we're in the movie in the Wild West.
Hmm.
Not sure if it's going to be kind of the same mood as this one. But, I mean, based on this episode, we kind of touched on it earlier with Rachel's comment, but how are you guys feeling about the trajectory of it? If it's kind of like this, going through the first 5, I think good.
Well, I don't think they've really introduced a huge overarching story yet.
No, not yet.
I think if anything, it's still the pawns,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing the pawns in that trailer.
In the next one,
they are.
Are they?
Yeah, they're
at least Amy is for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I saw Amy, but I definitely saw Rory. But I didn't.
Amy was there.
Rory,
Amy
so.
Has a line.
I'm biased.
She just does not see.
All she sees Amy. Is Rory.
She's hey, he's, she's the invisible companion.
You get off my Rory,
ladies.
Love you. No, Amy has a line in the trailer. You see her in the trailer.
I feel
the
like they're holding off the whole Doctor Who huge question for the later in the season when they get to after they say goodbye to the pawns. I feel like that's what's going on. Like I think right now the whole because it's really like we said it's episodic. Like we see standalone episodes right now. So I feel like it's more about how he's gonna be able to let go or if he's gonna be able to let go of them when the time comes. So.
Yeah, it felt like they kind of threw that in at the end there. Like, it seemed very standalone. Then they're like, we're going to throw in a serious moment at the end there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice moment, actually. I liked it, but that's sort of the only
There's a lot of good moments towards it. And like, when he's showing the dad the Earth from space.
Yeah. Oh,
and he's I love that moment.
Space,
it's beautiful.
And he's looking between Rory and Amy. It's kind of heartbreaking.
I know.
His face was so sad.
Sad. It was just,
he's just cherishing every moment with them.
I feel like we could kind of tell what this episode is going to be about, because it was called Dinosaurs on a Spaceship, and it kind of just looked like a story about dinosaurs on a spaceship. For next episode, I don't know.
I think it's like this thing where Moffat's turned into his inner 12-year-old boy, and he's just throwing everything into this season that he's always wanted to see.
Right.
Millions of Daleks! Dinosaurs on a spaceship! Old West cyborg!
I think
Hunter ever encountered a cyborg before?
Have they?
I'm trying to figure out. I don't think so.
It's like everything is just like a
blizzard. I wonder how they do with that. Yeah. You know, like, in the past, when it's like a Dalek or, you know, a Cyberman, he's kind of like, you know, I'm sorry, but you have to die. Period. Mm-hmm. But with a cyborg, it's a mix of a human and a machine, so...
That's true.
Just kill him.
It's probably a human-machine alien, though, so...
Right.
A race.
So you can kill aliens. They're no big deal.
It looks like it's actually taking place in the Old West, though. That one guy said, like, all the Americans stop... Or anyone who's not an American, put down your gun or something.
Yeah.
Right, and they all raise their guns.
So it actually happens in the Old West? What an alien. America. Calms. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it does.
I'm kind of hoping we get to see him developing a personality that isn't about Amy.
That's true.
Because I think in the first two with 11, you see a lot of like who he is, but who he is dependent on this girl that's always with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to see him developing a character not dependent on his companion. Especially considering we have no idea who this new companion is supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, Amy and Eleven have been together very long. So it's kind of... Like, from his first moments of Eleven, he meets her.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, ingrained into who he is. I kind of appreciate the fact, though, you know, because last episode they got separated, and it was him and Amy who were together. And then this episode they got separated, but it was him and Rory. So I kind of like that they didn't, you know, keep them together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have we ever seen an episode with this doctor where he's just by himself?
With closing
is
time.
By himself?
But it's with Craig.
Oh, right. So we still kind of had.
And then.
Someone.
There's that Christmas one.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
But I mean, he's not
like,
completely
I can't
alone.
Be around you guys anymore. So.
But he's not with a companion. Mm. I don't know if that counts in your world, does it?
Because he's the caretaker, he's not the doctor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So sad as an answer.
I'm sorry.
Just pausing. There's just no words.
No words.
Oh.
Well, I was thinking of, I don't know, those of you have seen 10, like all of 10.
I have.
Yes.
You have? So you guys have seen Waters of Mars, where he's all by himself.
Yeah.
Right?
He's completely by himself in that one.
He kind of abuses his power a little bit, and it goes awry. Do you guys remember
I've only seen that one once, so I'm not a great expert, but a lot of those episodes, though, were, like, him dealing with the end. So
like him
he goes
preparing
a little bit
to die?
Nuts.
Right.
With those ones. Okay. Like, they're very extreme situations.
Because I'm just wondering if that'll happen to Eleven at some point, where he'll go... A little darker than normal. I don't know.
I don't know, because that was part of 10, too, was that, like, he was born of war, is what they called him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was born in the middle of the whole...
The Time War?
No. I don't remember the race, but what they had the blood control. Like, he was born into that. Or number 10 was.
I don't remember.
You know, the Christmas episode where he gets his hand
cut
off.
The first episode, yeah, I know what you're talking about, where he quotes the Lion King, favorite scene.
I've seen that episode, and I don't know
like,
what you're
talking about. Nine is very detached. You know, like, you meet him, and you're kind of like, what's going on with this dude? Who is this guy? And then Ten, you see a lot of rage with him. So, especially because he's, like, saying goodbye. Or, I think Rachel was saying that, sorry. He's saying goodbye, so he gets... I feel like anything that, when he's really threatened, or he feels like there's no loss that he can't overcome, I think that's when he goes into rage mode, or, you know, crazy.
Right. We're getting
I don't know if 11th will ever be pushed that far.
I think he will. I think... You saw even a little bit, just a moment of it in the very first episode with him, too, where he kind of tells the guys, like, you know who I am and you know what I'm capable of.
Well, I think we already talked about it, but a good man goes to war. Remember, he like, there's a whole thing about how, like, why do good men don't have rules, you know, like, now you'll learn why I have so many. Like, he isn't a good man. There's some things in that episode that show he's kind of darkness. So I think we've seen it with him a little bit.
And in the Less episode.
And the end of The Girl Who Waited. Is that what they call it? That's the episode called?
Which?
He leaves Amy.
Old Amy, yeah. Okay.
The eyeballs.
He, like, lies to her.
Yeah.
It's pretty harsh. Way harsh, yo.
Well, he lies all the time. Don't turn me into you.
Sorry, whatever.
That's something that's a lot more obvious with 11, though, too, is that he lies all the time.
All the time.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
the first
rule. Like, when he just said to her, I promise that I'm not weaning you off, and then he looks up and says, I promise again.
Oh, my gosh, yes, whether or not that, too. That was totally a lie.
Well, Amy knows that the doctor lies, because that's in The Wedding of River Song.
Yep.
That's... Doesn't she... She says that explicitly. Okay, well, let's...
I don't know, we went deep with
this. We did get deep with that. I like that.
This episode brought on a lot of discussion.
Oh, hey, and Sunny. Here's Sunny. Hi. Sunny is Leah's dog. Come
here. Hi, Sunny.
Let's see. Let's end with favorite moments of the episode. Just favorite
Sunny.
Moment.
Speak.
Trying to get Sunny to talk. All right, Maxine or Rachel, favorite moment of dinosaurs on a spaceship?
You're so pretty.
Go ahead, Maxine, sorry.
No, I think I already said it earlier. I think Rory and the robots are pretty humorous to me, so I'll stick to that.
All right, Rory and the robots?
Yeah.
Very cool.
The back and forth, the him wanting to melt them down.
good one. Moment. I like that.
It's a good one. Sunny's just in my lap right now.
Aww.
Sunny. I'll pet
Rachel.
You.
Favorite moment?
Yeah.
I have to say, hands down, Rory's dad's thing, eating, like, drinking his coffee and eating a sandwich and, like, staring out into space. I think that it's just, like, such a pretty moment, and it means so much, like, you see so much in each of the faces of the characters and stuff, and it's like a very much, like, it's a reminder of what it means to be a companion.
Yeah, I like that too.
And it reminds me even of, didn't Amy do the same thing?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yes, float in space, she held onto her leg.
Yeah. Good one. And I think it's just like such a peaceful moment, but also there's like so much... You see a lot in his face and in the doctor's face, especially in, like, the glances from Rory and Amy. Like, there's a lot going on there. I like it.
Huh? Leah, you got one?
I don't know. Ah, Sunny. Oh,
God. It's a lot of layers.
I'm going to have to rewatch this episode. I had to rewatch the last episode because I pretty much miss everything. So, I got to rewatch.
A lot of reroute.
A lot of people talking fast. A lot of British fast talking.
You can hear Sunny breathing.
Sunny. I'm going to say...
That was my favorite part, too, Sunny. I love that part.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think my favorite part is probably what Rachel said, but I'll pick something else.
Second favorite.
Yeah, I liked when Lestrade and Amy were killing all the rabbis!
Oh god, Sunny, no! Back it up, back it up, Sunny, go this way. I'm gonna push your head.
They can still hear us, but the headphones.
Yeah, we can totally still hear you.
Go backwards.
Oh no, I just gotta unplug. Oh god. Technical difficulty. Hold on one second. Oh, god. Went to his undercarriage. Oh god. What is all of this?
Alright, okay, we're good.
Okay, we're good. Okay, hold on. Sorry.
You need to get off.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Something just happened.
We're good.
Oh wait. Jenny. Sorry. Okay.
So that was my favorite part. Probably when Amy and Lestrade were shooting the raptors, because it reminded me of Jurassic Park, and it made me really happy.
Yeah.
The end. Go ahead, Jenny.
That is a good point. Okay. That is a good scene.
Mine was just a simple moment when the doctor got really excited about how he had a gang now.
Oh, that's my two!
Oh, did I steal yours?
No, no, it's okay. You can take that one.
I love that.
I just thought it was funny.
He wanted a gang.
I know.
How did he know to bring Lestrade, though? He didn't know there were dinosaurs on the spaceship, did he?
Do you guys understand why
we keep calling him Lestrade?
He's just very intuitive, I feel like, the doctor. He just knows what he needs without really knowing. Mm,
yeah. That's a good point.
Mm. How did Nefertiti understand them and speak English?
Universal translator.
Curtis, come on.
What?
If you've been in the TARDIS, you can understand all languages. It's like a rule.
All right.
I also like that for whatever reason, India was like the space people.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that the first time.
Odd. Oh, yeah.
It's the Indian Space Association.
The ISA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of awesome.
See, another weird little quirk of the episode.
And that's what like, was so great about it, was they were just, like, throwing all this great stuff in there.
Yeah.
It all worked.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Plus, it gives us a lot to go back to, like, if they ever wanted to, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They bring up someone back.
There's, like, four stories going on there that you could go back and tell.
It's true. Wait, I have a question. Did you think that they brought the dinosaurs back in time?
No.
Or what was Siluria?
No, Leah, remember... They were the civilization that inhabited Earth before we
and
did.
And they were forced underground.
So they put the dinosaurs back in time?
No, there's...
On Earth?
Oh, what? Are you talking about what the doctor did with them?
Yeah.
What did they do with the dinosaurs?
No, I think they moved to a different planet.
That's what I thought. Because it said
was
Siluria.
Was it like New Siluria?
On the postcard, but I don't know if...
I think they like inhabited a different planet. I think that was what they did.
Because I thought they could have just went back in time and then put them in the time of the dinosaurs.
Maybe they did that.
Although, they couldn't have done that because you would have to put a dinosaur in a TARDIS.
You could fit a dinosaur in the TARDIS.
I know, but it would destroy the TARDIS. How would you get it into the TARDIS?
Those were tranquilizer guns.
Oh, that's true.
He could materialize around the dinosaurs if he wanted
to. That seems really difficult. But maybe
the TARDIS can do it.
Maybe. I don't know. TARDIS
so you're saying you think he like hooked a grappling hook to the spaceship and tugged it along the planet?
They steered the spaceship to a planet. That's what I think.
Oh,
I think that is what they did. There was an episode once where Jack Harkness survived by hanging onto the outside of the TARDIS.
Oh.
So it is possible they could have traveled in time.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Okay. That is possible.
I think they probably went to a planet and dumped him off.
I think so too, but just pointing that out.
Yeah. And just called it, like, Siluria 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
all right.
Cool.
All right, so Zet, what's your favorite moment?
My favorite moment? My first favorite moment was the one that Jenny mentioned, but my second favorite moment was, I'm not a pond.
Yeah! Yeah!
I love how he just lumps them together. The doctor, you know, if you're linked to Amy, then you're just automatically a pond.
Right.
Pretty much.
It was cute. Alright. We're approaching... This is longer than the first one. How did that happen?
Sorry, guys.
No, I think... I love it, but...
How is that possible? I thought we had more people last time.
We... No, we had the same amount of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jenny replaced Amanda.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Why are you apologizing? We love to have you.
This was, like, crazier and also more in-depth and, like, deep than the last one. It was, like,
it's a trajectory.
Dichotomy. We're loosening up.
By the fifth episode, we're just going to be, like, The View.
I hope nobody
the
listens
view?
To this.
No,
the view.
Why would
if
you?
If we're the view, can I?
Why would you say that?
You want to be Barbara?
Yes. You're obviously Barbara Walters.
I am the eldest. Leah would be Joy Behar. I would be Lisa Ling before she got kicked off.
You're racist. So.
And can no one be Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Oh God!
Unless someone wants to
this.
Be, unless someone wants to be Elizabeth Hasselbeck. All right.
I
you
don't
go.
Even think Elizabeth Hasselbeck wants to be.
She didn't, even she doesn't want to be herself.
Oh God!
Sorry, I love you, Elizabeth. Just kidding.
She heard you.
No, you don't.
She was just like sleeping, and she woke up. She's like, someone what? Doesn't like me.
This is why it's going for, like, more than an hour, because I keep bringing up dumb stuff.
51 minutes, and okay. This was super delayed for me. You'll get used to it.
Okay, we just cut the mic.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us, the Ashitaka's Angels. Let's do a say goodbye. Okay. We'll go around. Go ahead.
Bye.
Jenny, thank you.
Farewell.
Sunny?
We said something. Good boy, Sunny. Sunny says bye. He was the sixth man on this oh, podcasting God. Team. Oh. Maxine? Maxine, you still there?
Yep.
Okay. Ready to say bye?
Sure. We'll see you in the Old West next time.
All right. Sounds good. And Rachel? Rachel?
Are you... Oh, she's not highlighting anymore. I think she's gone.
Oh no. She is.
Bye.
That's their TARDIS.
Oh. And you're dead.
Jeez. That's awesome.
Goodbye.
Nice.
All right. Good night, you guys. We'll hopefully do this next week for
awesome.
Town Called Mercy. And we're out.
Bye.
Hey, night.
Night.
Bye. Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Sunny, you crack me up.
Oh I can't God. Believe that happened.
He spoke.
Oh my God. He
was like, yeah, this
we can hear.
Oh yeah, they're still there.
We can hear them. We don't have to. No, I took them out.
Oh no, you took it out?
Oh.
Okay.